Got this kind of old lock.
How many ways could you be creative with a vintage fire hose cabinet? Shannon Forney and Ty Barnett, owners of the Workhorse Coffee Bar, have transformed the one outside their front door into the smallest museum in St. Paul. It displays curated exhibits of miniature art and artifacts, led by museum founder Shannon Forney.
So when we put out the call for proposals, it was not just a call to artists. It was to artists, makers, historians, creators of all types. You don't have to be in the coffee shop to see it. You can be on the sidewalk and see it. And it's got a glass front and a little hinged door, and there's a little keyhole. And so there's something kind of Alice in Wonderland, like magical curio cabinet, secretly kind of hidden in the wall.
It measures 32 inches wide by 28 inches high and 11 inches deep. A magnifying glass hangs on the bottom of the cabinet.
The door swings all the way open.
My name is Ruth Ann Gadali. I teach printmaking at McAllister College. I'm the curator for Read the Fine Print, a show of virtuoso tiny printmaking. The smallest print is about the size of half of a postage stamp, and it's multiple line poem plus an illustration set in just over 1 point type. So if you think you type right like on 12 point, imagine 1 point. It's a feat of tiny printmaking.
Now it is a little tight there.
My name is Jill Waterhouse. My piece, The Cabinet of Wonder, came out of a historical perspective on the natural world. There was a period of time where they created these things called cabinets of curiosity and wonder. And this was, I think, back in the 18 and early 1900s. So the main cabinet is actually a printer's drawer. Those printer drawers have little compartments that are all different sizes. So mine range from a little over 1 inch by 1 inch up to 7 inches high by 3 inches wide. Just some of the things that are in there, I have fish bones, petrified wood, a lot of handmade objects, the tiniest Tabasco sauce bottle I've ever seen, the tiniest pot holder. Then I have a lot of my own personal objects in there as well. In this piece, there are hundreds of little pieces, probably 200, 300, 400 by the time I'm done.
Tiny little vignettes.
And there's something about things that are really tiny. As a kid, I loved Barbie dolls, not for the Barbie dolls, but for the stuff, because everything was so small. You know, the shoes were tiny, the clothes were tiny. There was just something so wonderful about this world of teeny tiny things.
Founder Shannon Forney created the smallest museum in St. Paul to be an activity as well as a showcase, bringing the world of the tiny out of the rabbit hole and into the community.
We want people to be engaged, contributing to the art that's happening in there. But sometimes it might be signing a guest book or picking up the magnifying glass to really look at what's in the cabinet more closely. It's really about, does it draw you in? Does it make you curious?
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.